thankful that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. You can't have a relationship with someone unless you can talk to them, right? When you sit down to eat with someone, you expect to exchange dialogue. Well, God has created you and me to have fellowship with Him, to be able to interact with Him in an exchange of thoughts, feelings, hopes, and dreams. He desires this. He wants this. As the scripture that I just quoted says, He's standing at the door of your heart, knocking, wanting to come into your earthly realm and dialogue with you. Our inability to have a relationship with God can often stem from negative experiences growing up. Our earthly father and or other authority figures play a big part in our perception of what God is like. Let me explain. When I was growing up, I didn't feel like I could talk to my father. When I did, I would be lectured for what seemed like hours. I cannot count the times I was not allowed to voice my own thoughts. Often, I would be punished for things I didn't understand or things I didn't do. Much of the time, I felt manipulated and confused about what was true and what was not true. This created in me a distorted view of authority. Needless to say, I rebelled as a teenager and made many destructive decisions in the following years. I had problems receiving love and giving love. My love was very conditional. When I came into a relationship with God, this affected my ability to hear Him and yield to Him. You see, my past needed to be corrected so that I could relate to my present and future in a healthy way. Your problems may be complex to you, but they are not too complex to God. There is a well-known counselor that I quote sometimes that I believe has much wisdom. He often says, "I don't believe our problems are always simple, but I do believe the solutions can be. God's ways are simple." So what do I do? I'm so glad you asked. My very first step in learning to hear from God was realizing that He really wanted to talk with me. This changed everything. Wow, God wanted to have a personal relationship with me. It was so simple. And all along, He was knocking at the door of my heart and wanting to come in and sit a spell, as we say in the South. All I had to do was ask. So that is what I'm going to ask you to do. Open the door. Ask Him to come into your home, your heart. It will be the greatest gift you will ever give yourself. He loves you.
Hi, this is Forsha Ross of Forsha Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at ForshaRoss.org or check out my Facebook page at Forsha Ross Ministries. Write me at Forsha Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island 02826, or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.